Why, hello, 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 people. Thanks for tuning in to Smoky House. If you didn't know, I'm about to inform you. You are now tuning in with the one, the only, your favorite Amazon John Tom. That be me. What it do? Hi. Hi. How are you guys? Oh my God. There's actually a lot to talk about. There is a lot I have to give my unwanted opinion on today. And I'm actually happy for it because I was tired of talking about the same shit over and over. I was tired of talking about Megan. I was tired of talking about Krishan. I was, give me something new. Something new. Something, something I could, spill some tea on, get my unwanted opinion, talk some shit about. Like, goddamn, I get tired of talking about the same shit over and over. That's why y'all don't get episodes like that, because they push the same shit. They repeat the same stories. I can't curse out Biden no more than I've already have. So it's just like, okay, whatever. I ain't got nothing to talk about. But baby, there's a lot. I got a lot. But before we get into any of that, if you haven't followed me on social media, please do, okay? I am on Snapchat, I am on Instagram, and I do have multiple Twitters. So if you haven't already, go ahead and add my Instagram, my main Instagram page, which is me, beautiful me, champion_D. That is the tagline, so go ahead and follow that. Who is texting me? Don't alert me. If I don't want to fucking talk to you, I don't want to fucking talk to you. If a bitch is on do not disturb, do not disturb. Bitch, I don't want to talk to you. Shit, excuse me. Anyways, what was I saying? I hate that shit. I hate people. Like, bitch, I don't want to talk. I made it clear I don't want to talk. Or that shit, like, if you ever try to get off the phone with somebody and you be like, all right, I'm finna go do such and such. And they'll be like, okay, yeah. And they just start a new conversation or start a new sentence. And it's like, bitch, you ain't hear me? I just said I want to get off the phone. I'm hanging up. Why are you still talking? And, like, people used to get mad at me because I used to just hang up because I'm only going to say it once. I've gotten better at it. I don't just randomly hang up on people. I will let them know, like, hey, I just said I'm hanging up. Stop talking to me. But anyway, made me lose my train of thought. Yeah, so if you haven't followed my Instagram page, go ahead and do that. Champion_D. Shit, I really lost my train of thought. Fuck. My podcast Instagram is 713 Smoky House. Go ahead and follow that Instagram. I do have a Twitter. My main Twitter account is remember_REDEE. One more time, it is remember_ready. And then the podcast Twitter is SMOKEY_HOUZ. So it is. No, that's wrong. That's wrong. See, he just fucked me up. So no, that is not the right Twitter account for my podcast. The correct Twitter account for my podcast is HOUZ_SMOKEY. I said it backwards. So it is Smoky House, but it's just backwards. God, fucking A, man. Fucking A, bro. Shit really ticked me off. And I don't have my shit on Do Not Disturb often. So when it's on Do Not Disturb, that means I don't want to fucking talk. Don't notify anyway, because that's a quick way to get cursed the fuck out. I can't even say my Snapchat, but go back and listen to old episodes. You can find my Snapchat. If you haven't followed me already, you're probably not going to anyway. But if you want to know my Snapchat, go back to a previous episode and you can find it. Moving on. So, where's my blunt? That's why I'm on edge. This motherfucker pissed me off. Okay, but like I was saying, we have a lot to talk about. A lot, actually. I have three pages, y'all. 3 pages, y'all. We're going to get into some things. Okay. So, break it down. So, what do I have? I have Deja, a.k.a. Meatball. I love her. Shout out to Meatball. She's from Philly. She's a social media influencer. Now, talk about her. Sexy Red. Tupac. Remy. Gonna get into Remy Ma. Danny Masterson. Carly Russell. Funny Marco. Jeezy and Jeannie. And of course, with the Tupac, we gotta talk about, unfortunately, Jada. We gotta talk about Jada. And I'm going to briefly give my opinion on the whole Palestine and Israel war going on. So, get your blunts ready. If you don't smoke, get a glass of wine. So, let's get into it. So, Deja, aka Meatball, she is a social influencer out of Philly. I love her. She goes viral by doing the utmost wildest shit, cursing, dirty feet. Like she knows how to get audiences to watch her videos. Okay, you're gonna be like, what the hell? Click on it, and then she's just doing some fuckery. But I guess she was arrested earlier October, end of last month. I got a paper cut. That shit hurt. And charged criminally and is facing felony charges. And I kind of feel bad for her because she's young. She's 21 years old. I don't really feel like the charges that she's being faced with is the criminal trespassing, burglary, criminal mischief, and insinuating a riot. Now, a lot of Philly news reporters and newsrooms were going with the narrative that, oh, she called people down there, she told them to riot, she did this, that, the third, which is very untrue. That is not how I believe it started as a protest, again, because of a police shooting. So it started off as a protest, but of course you have mischievous children who just start a ruckus and started a riot. So she's from Philly. She's a social media influencer. She gets paid for clicks, views, engagement. So of course she went live in her city. She went down to the area where everything was happening. She was recording it. She was kind of hyping it up. I did see the video. She was kind of hyping it up. But if you know me and you know her type of content, you know she was, you know, she just saying outlandish shit just to get a reaction. She wholeheartedly didn't mean it. So I kind of hope she beats the case. I hope she gets back right. Ain't nothing, never been nothing. If you don't know her, I'm telling you right now, go follow her on Instagram. Go follow her on TikTok. I believe her TikTok is her name, Deja Blackwell. She's just a cool person. She'll make you laugh. She's really funny. But I just pray that she gets through this time right now and she don't go to jail. Because I need her content. She makes me giggle. And I need her on my timeline. So, shout out to Deja. Shout out Meatball. And you're going to get through this, mama. You're going to get through this. Sexy. Moving on. It's Sexy. Oh, Sexy Red. Okay, so we're going to start from the beginning. Because she's actually been through a lot these last couple weeks. Okay? So, I think it was like a week or two ago. Now again, Sexy Red, hot new artist. She blew up. Pound Town really pushed her out there. Then she had shake your dreads, and then she had Hellcats. And she has a lot of hood rat start the party, get the bitches twerking type music. Okay, so she's been doing good. She's on tour right now. I think she was just out in New York. She was on tour with Drake for a little bit. She got a song with Drake. Shake that ass for Drake. Then shake that ass for me. Oh, I gotta talk about Drake too. I'm high, y'all. Excuse me. I'm going up and down all around. But yeah, she got that song with Drake too on his new album. So she's doing the damn thing. She's getting her coins. She's out here. We love sexy. She's really funny. She's really fun. You could tell that she's just genuinely being her authentic self. So we fuck with that. But randomly, I guess on her Instagram story, a sex tape was leaked. Not even leaked. It was put out. We know who put it out. It was that boy. A sex tape was leaked of her. And it had the internet in shambles. Twitter ran with it. They was talking about it. Instagram, not too much. Facebook, not too much. But Twitter was in shambles. They were roasting my girl. And I love sexy. And I didn't know at first what they was talking about. And then I went and I clicked on it. And then I was like, sex tape? What do you mean? And then I clicked on it. And I clicked on it. And I seen it. And I was like, huh? Girl, all that smack you be talking in your songs about how you could snatch a nigga, you could make a man your baby daddy, you talking a lot of hot shit in your songs. And then we seen you just laying there. Now, she looked pretty. She looked good. She looked gorgeous. You know, she did look half asleep. Like, she didn't really want to do it. Like, Buddy just tapped her on the shoulder and was like, hey, bae. It looked like one of those. But a lot of people was dragging her because the cooter cap was a little Sahara Desert. There was no moisture. It wasn't, nothing was glistening. Nothing, it looked real, ugh. And the whole thing was actually really cringe. It wasn't nothing where you was like, oh, damn, who is that? Tag him. It was nothing like that. It was very cringe. It was very embarrassing, honestly. And she even later came out, I think later that night, and was like, oh, I would never do that type of stuff on purpose. You guys know me. I'm hella embarrassed. And I was like, girl, you should be. Because I don't even know who the dude was, but he should have been embarrassed too. I don't know what in his right mind said, oh yeah, I'm going to post this. I'm going to post this. I'm going to get clout off of this. Because baby, first of all, the ding-a-ling wasn't ding-a-langin'. It was ill. It was ill. Ew. Maybe that's why she was a little dry. Because baby, what are you doing? His fingers look weird. His stroke game was terrible. It was just a mess. The whole little clip. I think it was like a minute, 30 seconds. It was just horrible. 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 So that had happened. She turned off her comments. She went on a little break. But literally, I think it was a day and a half later, her no panties video dropped. And I was like, girl, were you really embarrassed? Or was this a plot? Did you plan this? Did you do this on purpose? I don't know. I'm starting to feel like you did do it on purpose. But whatever. Because literally 2 days after the viral sensation of her little, but or maybe there was like, you know what, F it. She got clout right now. She's going viral. Everyone's talking about her. Let's just drop it now. I don't know. Marketing. Get your money, honey. Get your money. Get your money. Do I know that song? No panty song? I don't think I know that song. I'm going to probably get on to it. And I'll probably know it by the end of today. But after that, after we seen her getting raw dogged because Buddy wasn't strapped up, raw dogged on Instagram, we also found out that she's pregnant. Sexy having a baby. Okay, now she already has a son. I believe her son is like 4 or 5. Excuse me, y'all. My ear is itching. Somebody talking about me. While I'm over here talking about other people. Yeah, she's pregnant. Now, I'm not sure if we watched the conception of this baby or was this somebody else, because I believe she's been spotted with 2 guys, because there was one guy she was spotted with the ankle monitor. He had the ankle monitor, but he looked a little more lighter than Buddy that was in the whole sex tape video or clip. So I'm like, who the baby daddy? And don't you got 2 baby daddies already? One of them from a live actual baby. And I guess another one, I guess she may have had an abortion or so. I don't really know. But sexy baby, I love you. I think we all love you. I can't even say be classy. Because I don't want to say she was never classy, but ma'am, get your circle tighter, okay? hang out with your mama, maybe a couple of cousins, and that's it. Leave the them St. Louis dudes in St. Louis. Get your money, take care of you, be selfish. You still doing stuff that you not that sexy no more. You not round away sexy. You global sexy now. So you gotta, DJ Academics was right. Leave these dustbusters alone. I don't even fuck with academics like that, but he was right. You know, sometimes you just gotta elevate yourself. You don't gotta hang around the same type of people when you're not in the same type of environment no more. You boss up, because that was embarrassing. It was truly embarrassing. But whatever. She got to drop her No Panties video. She got to be on Drake's new song. Is that the song? I don't even know. I don't know. So I guess it was a win-win. But it's still, we side-eyeing you. Because no matter what, you know, as soon as somebody get mad at you, an internet troll or another rap girl that's trying to come for your throne, what they gonna say? Dry-ass pussy bitch. That's the first thing they gonna say. All because you couldn't choose your circle correctly. But whatever. Moving on. I don't want to talk about Tupac just yet. We gonna move on from Tupac. Because I'm gonna spin bin. And we gonna group Tupac and Jada together. Remy Ma. Yes, Remy cheated. Remy cheated. Yes, Remy cheated. I know. It's embarrassing. I don't know if she knows that it's embarrassing. I get it. Like, Papoose isn't everyone's cup of tea. But that was a real ass dude. He held it down. He didn't have no side babies on you. He loved you. He promoted black love. Y'all had a joint album, a joint single. Like, if you was bored, you should have left. Because I know that happens in relationships. You get bored. The spark kind of dies out. It's kind of repetitive. You on a different path than he is. You want different things than she does. It happens. But when you're in a marriage, you sit down and you talk about things. Now, I don't know if it was talked about, but I kind of feel like Papoose was slapped in the face with this type of news. Because, I don't know. I haven't heard about anyone going to see a divorce lawyer. So, I feel like this is odd. And then learning that, Lord, what buddy name? What's his name? Hold on. I was about to say something that completely that is not his name. What is that man's name? I'm really trying to, because I know it, but I don't know it. What's that boy's name? Oh my God. Because they signed him. Oh my God, I can't figure out his name. It's literally... Oh my God, I don't know why I want to say Benny the Butcher or some shit, and I'm like, that's not his name, damn. But it's gonna come to me, watch, and I'm gonna scream it out randomly, and I'm like, oh yeah. But yeah, she cheated on him with a battle rapper. Nah, I gotta figure this out, hold on. Hold on. Oh my God. What is his name? Evie the Block Captain. Oh my God. Damn. Okay, Evie the Block Captain. Now, apparently, I'm sorry, y'all. It took me a while to figure out Buddy's name. She's cheating on Papoose with Easy the Block Captain. Now, apparently, Easy the Block Captain is also signed to a joint label that Remy and Papoose started together. So it's just messy, it's nasty, it's dirty. I don't think it's a good look for her. And I think even her, for a while, she had her comments turned off because it's like, man, what are you doing? What is so hard with getting a divorce? What is so hard with closing one door before opening another? Like, y'all, it's messy. Y'all messy. And at the end of the day, your daughter got to grow up and see, like, damn, ma, you have people clowning you because you want to step out on, like, I don't know. I feel like people need to look at a bigger picture, especially when you have children, especially like when you have stuff to lose, sponsorships to lose, people gonna look at you differently. People, like, you know, just move better. I feel like a lot of celebrities and even normal, regular, degular people just need to move better. Like, But yeah, Remy did cheat. I did unfollow her for a little bit because I was just so heartbroken about it. I was like, girl, what are you doing? What are you doing? And who is this? Easy the Block Captain? She do got a type. She do got a type. I seen that meme that y'all put out that said, yeah, she got a type. She dating the Tubi version of her husband. How you date? And actually, I think he does have a Tubi movie out, too. He was in one of the Tubi movies, but whatever. But yes, Remy cheated, and I feel like she's a dummy for it. But whatever. Moving on. Danny Masterson was sentenced to 30 years to life. And I need people to understand that, okay? This is a highly beloved Hollywood actor that was sentenced to 30 years to life. If y'all are unfamiliar, the last high profile case of rape, or excuse me, I don't know if I can say that, of, you know, harm in hidden islands was Epstein, was Bill Cosby, was Harvey Weinstein. Okay, now Bill got out on a technicality, but Harvey Weinstein and Epstein were facing years. Diddy Masterson is facing 30 to life. I need people to understand the severity of the crimes that this man had committed. Now, I know they didn't go into full detail, but those people and those friends of his that wrote letters trying to have mercy, trying to have the judge show mercy on that man, suck a dick. Because I don't give a fuck how long you knew that man. You have to look at the facts and you have to look at the truth. He's a sicko, he's weird, and he deserves to rot and die in jail. And speaking of weirdos and sickos, well, guess what, he was a Scientologist. I know for a fact that they covered up for this man for decades. Okay, that 70s show came out what, early 2000s, some shit like that. He's been a known Scientologist, I think, during the time of filming up until now. When I tell you, they're gonna have a whole docu-series breakdown of the cover-ups, the Scientology, church, I don't know what they call themselves, has covered up over decades. Whew. That Netflix Hulu documentary, I'm gonna be right there with my popcorn, because he's not the only one. He's not. But we gonna wait and see. Oh, speaking of Scientology, Jada Pinkett. Speaking of another fucking weirdo. I guess we can double back. We can double back to Tupac. Well, no, not yet. I ain't trying to talk about Tupac just yet. Carly Russell, her lying ass. Carly Russell was found guilty for staging the hoax. Hey, Fievel says, hey, y'all. You said hey to the people. Fievel is my dog, for y'all that didn't know. If you didn't know, I'm about to inform you. Fievel is my dog. He said, what's up? But Carly Russell, the little lying bitch that lied about seeing a toddler on the freeway and staged her own kidnapping because a boy broke up with her and found a new girlfriend. I pray to the Lord above I never have a daughter or myself become that delulu and wrapped up in a man that I have to go to this extreme to get him back or to get one in general. Ma'am, you never heard the saying there's plenty of fish in the sea? First of all, she was a respected, I think she was a CNA or some shit. She had a good little job. She had a good job. He, on the other hand, that man during them interviews, you could tell that it was a bozo bum. You did all this for this man who don't give a damn about you, who's now profiting off of you by doing interviews, shaming you, talking down on you, talking about, oh, I don't know what was wrong with her, why she was doing all this. Girl, now you have been found guilty. You have to pay back $18,000 in restitution. And you have to be, you're facing a year in jail. And you know it wasn't worth it. Now she might get out of jail. She might only have to serve a couple of months or something. She might get out of jail and might flip it. She might flip it, do a little sit down interview with Gayle King or something like that, and tell her side. She might get some revenue off of it. But lady, you dumb. And I pray no one follows in her footsteps, because we already had Juicy. We had Juicy Smollett. Now we had Carly Russell. Stop with the hoax. Stop it. Stop it. Go speak to the lady. If y'all going through some stuff, go speak to the lady. Don't. Oh, Lord. Don't do what she did, is all I'm trying to say. Don't do what she did, because you're going to look stupid. People are now going to judge every missing person, especially a black woman who goes missing. They're going to critique and be like, oh, did it really happen? All because this girl wanted a dude back. Fucking bozo. Moving on. Oh, Funny Marco. Yeah, I wanted to talk about the Funny Marco thing that happened with Southside and G Herbo. Now, I know a lot of people are confused. They don't know if it was real, if it was fake, if it was supposed to go like that. I haven't watched the interview because I don't want to watch the interview, because once Funny Marco came out and put out the statement like, hey, they were kind of ODing, they was doing a lot, they broke my watch, I was like, okay, well, I ain't finna support that episode. But the episode does, the last time I looked, still got 2.5 million views. So they got paid. They got paid for that one. So I'm happy he did put it out, but I guess they were just doing too much on there. Typical light-skinned men being light-skinned men. First of all, Southside, I didn't know Southside was that corny. He was being a real dick rider on that show, and I'm like, Herb? We dick riding Herb of all the rappers and of all the people we could be hyping up and co-signing Herb? Now, I don't listen to him like that, so I don't know. Maybe he is goated. I don't feel like he is. I don't feel like he is high up on the totem pole where you should be laughing so hard, knee slapping, kiki-ing, repeating word for word what he just said. Like, he was on that man's Johnson that episode. Like, from the clips that I seen, it was like, damn, Southside. Y'all dudes ride for your homies hard. It was very cringe. It was giving very cringe. G Herbo was just looking like a bully, egghead bully. It was just people were like, oh, he's from Chicago, that's how they joke and kiki. Is it? I feel like you joke and kiki like that with people that you actually know and actually fuck with and that actually know your type of energy and your type of comedic presence. Marco, Herb ain't friends, so why would you act like y'all besties and you bring that type of energy? Why are you coming on a man's platform and being disrespectful? Because if it was old girl that stole his, you know, show, what's the girl name, Bobby, the little white girl, I'm pretty sure they would have sat there, legs crossed, hands folded, silent, not doing all the ruckus. So why come on Funny Marco's show and do all that? He ain't did nothing to y'all. Herbo talking about my son hates you. Why your son hate him? Michael gave him shoes. Your son hates him. Why? Because you probably told that man to hate that man. Like, y'all, that was not a good look at all. But at the end of the day, they were trending. I think they're still trending because this happened like 2 days ago. They were trending. Marco got 2.5 million views on his YouTube. That's a check right there. He can get a new watch because apparently they broke his 30K watch doing too much, throwing cups at the man. Like, yeah, Marco got a different type of sense of humor. He's like, I don't even know how to describe his humor, but if you have a chance, go pull up some of his videos, some of his old stuff in the Walmarts and stuff like that. But his interviews, like the sit down ones, I like those. They have dry humor to them. They make me giggle. I fuck with Funny Marco, and I just feel like they shouldn't have come on his platform doing the utmost. Like, if you don't like his style of comedy, why agree to go on the show? So now y'all look weird and he looks better. I mean, but at the end of the day, everybody's got paid. I know they got paid for coming on the show, and now Marco's getting paid from the views. So it is what it is. But these Z-list rappers and what Southside do? I think Southside makes beats. What's the last beat Southside made? Hold on, let me bring it up. Hold on. I'm so mad I could not think of Easy the Black Captain's name. Southside beats. What's his name? Southside the producer. That boy name is Joshua. Oh Lord. Okay, Joshua. Oh Lord, Joshy. Anyway. Wait a minute. Okay, Joshua. Ooh, how you say that boy last name? Lunel? Lulin? Y'all can Google it. Try to pronounce it your damn selves. Lulin, I think it is. Professionally known as Southside, aka Sizzle. Who the fuck is calling that man Sizzle? Oh, Lord. Okay, sorry. I'm trying to learn about him. I really don't. I just know that Carisha baby daddy. That Carisha baby daddy. I don't know about that boy. Oh, so he's from Atlanta. I thought he was from Florida. Oh, see? I don't know about this boy. Young Sizzle. Young Sizzle? Oh, that's funny. That boy is 34 years old. Southside is 34 years. You 34 years old cutting up on YouTube like that with shit stains in your pants, boy? Oh, my Lord. He was born in 1989. Boy, you too grown. Southside is 34 years old. So, how old is Herb? Hold on, we gonna get back to that. How old is Herb? Because they keep calling each other twin. Who that? How old is he? 28. I mean, it's not a huge difference, but Southside, you too grown to be acting like that. You 30, you damn near 40, boy. Embarrassing. Okay, but I wanted to know the last beat he made. He has worked with artists such as Rick Ross, Jeezy, Wale, Meek Mill, Lil Scrappy, MGK. Damn. Don't do drugs. What is the most recent? I sold my first beat for $750. I don't care. What's the most recent beat that you made? Okay, he got a title. Is this created by Tidal? Okay, so these are songs all produced by Southside. Okay, cool. No Fake Love. I'm That Nigga. Oh, he produced Bag Talk? Okay. Okay, he got a little nice little discovery. I ain't gonna take that away from him. Oh, he produced I Get the Bag. I did not know. Oh, he rich. He did fuck up some commas too. Okay. That I was talking shit. Now I'm like, okay. Hold on. Let me make sure. Fuck up some commas. Produced. Who produced it? Let me make sure. I lost my train of thought. Now I'm learning about Southside. Fuck up some commas. Okay. Let me stop. I'll do some research later. But anyway, I just feel like that old man and Herb should have been more respectful on Funny Marco's podcast. But Southside, he do got a good little repertoire, or however you would say it, resume. Resume, that's the word I was looking for. He got a nice little resume. That's good. But still, act your age. Sit down. Answer the questions, kiki, have a drink, go home. Y'all was doing too much on the podcast. But if y'all haven't watched it or haven't seen any clips, I believe the video is still up on Funny Marco's page. Again, 2.5 million views. Get it to 3 million. Get that boy paid. Shit, he need a new watch. Oh, speaking of Atlanta, Jeezy and Jeannie. What y'all think Jeannie did, y'all? Cause they getting divorced. There's nothing. I know she took a break from social media. Then she had an interview with that lady with them big teeth. What that lady name? Sherry Shepherd. She did an interview with her. But they're done. They're getting divorced. They only been together, what, a year? Married maybe a year or two? I would rather you leave, move out. Don't embarrass me like that. Don't divorce me that quickly, this quickly. Like, no, homie. You can't do that. If you got a problem with me, go sleep in the guest bedroom. Go sleep in the West Wing. We'll talk about it in a few weeks. But divorce? Nah, we ain't doing that. Ain't no divorce this way. No divorce. And this is her second marriage. She never even wanted a kid, bro. Like, I feel bad, but then I don't feel bad. Like, because... I mean, like, he's a neighborhood dope dealer. What did you think? What did you think you were getting, Jeannie? Like, yeah, he grew up and he matured, but come on now. Y'all, I don't want to say y'all from different worlds, but I don't even want to blame him, because I feel like it's something she did. But I think maybe it was like the social media, because she did have a social media break, so maybe he was like, damn, girl, we gotta record every morning. We gotta record our every move. I gotta make sure I look good because you whipping out your Instagram or your TikTok, like... And that can be tiring. Dating an influencer is tiring. Like, ma'am, do you have to take a picture of the food? Like, can I take a bite of it? Like, put your phone down. Like, damn, do we have to wear matching outfits today? I just want to wear sweatpants and a t-shirt. Like, damn, do I have to pretend like I like riding this two-person bike when I really don't? I'd rather be shooting dice somewhere. Like, it can be exhausting at times. Like, dang, I don't want to do all this, ma. Like, I get it. You need your engagements. She doesn't have a talk show anymore. I don't know if she has a YouTube. She might. So, okay, she needs a check. So, and of course, Instagram and TikTok pays people. So, I get it. She's trying to, you know, be out here getting her coins. But then, Jeezy got a job. He don't got to do all that. He cool. He made his money. He don't got to do all that to get a check. So I feel like maybe that was it. But I feel like that could have been fixed and resolved. I think something else happened, y'all. Something else had to have happened. Oh. You know the business, huh? You know the business? Fiverr said, I know the business. She cheated, huh? Did she cheat? Okay, well then shut up then, all that barking. But what y'all think she did? I think she cheated. I don't know though, but I think she cheated. We don't know. Moving on. Speaking of cheaters, my last and final topic. Jada Pinkett Smith. Jada. Has anyone bought her book? She's been on this little tour for a while, promoting her memoir. Is that what you call Colin? Not a biography, but yeah, her memoir. Because I was really confused. I didn't understand why every day there was a new Jada story, Jada Pinkett story coming out. And I guess she got interviewed by one of the Good Morning America hosts. I didn't even know she had a book coming out. I was like, oh, okay, well, that's good. She had a book coming out. And this lady proceeds to just gab. Stuff people didn't even ask her about. Ma'am, what are you speaking on? I get that she want to sell this book. I get that she want to go viral. Because again, once you go viral, once you're trending, those are checks being brought to you. People are going to go on your pages. You know, I get it. I get there's a game celebrities have to play. But at this point in time, we are annoyed. We are tired. We just want you to shut the hell up. Because half the stuff you talking about, nobody care about. Nobody cares about. And damn it, let us get the book. Let us learn about it in the book. Stop telling us so much. Like, don't you want sales? Don't you want to be the number one book in America? Bestsellers? Shut up. Let us read. Oof. What she said? Hold on, I lost my note. What she said? She's just been doing too much. Now, okay, so the first story that went viral was that she was, I think this was the interview for Good Morning America, that she was that the slap Chris Rock was her husband's name, Will Smith. Now Will getting up on the stage and smacking Chris Rock, she had stated, oh, when he had mentioned keep my wife's name out your mouth, I was shocked. I was appalled. I didn't even know. Like, wife? We haven't been together since 2016. Viral. Trending. Everyone talking about it. But for those who keep up, me personally, I'm nosy. I keep up with celebrity tea. I keep up with celebrity. Everyone knew they haven't been together for decades. Everyone knew or had common knowledge that they haven't been together for decades. Okay, all right, there's been rumors that Will had a boyfriend a couple years back. I won't name no names. Dwayne Martin. There was rumors that Jada had girlfriends. I won't name no name. MC Light. Okay, there was rumors that Will had girlfriends. Okay, there was evidence. We seen it. Jada had a boyfriend, August Alsina. They have not been together for years. Okay, and I also want people to understand, if you haven't known this, they're Scientologists. Those people are batshit crazy. Okay, nothing. And I need people to understand that you will never understand Will and Jada's relationship. There is not an interview, a book, a story that will ever get any of us to understand their relationship. What is understood between them is between them. I want people to stop interviewing her. I just want them to go away. I remember when celebrities, when it was a mystery to know what your favorite celebrity's favorite food was, or where they like to shop, or what they do on the weekends. No, not now. These celebrities get online, go on these interviews, and let their draws hang.
Like, damn, girl, I didn't ask about your pH balance. I didn't need to know all of that. Where's the mystery to these celebrities? I don't think she needed a memoir. You got enough money. Who really wanted to read Jada's memoir? Honestly, who asked for that? Who asked for that? There's no point of you countlessly doing interviews, saying stuff that you know the public will not understand and are going to twist and construe this message, and then you gonna have to fight for your life. Will's gonna have to fight for his life in comments. It's just, y'all, you're not tired from that, Jada. You're not tired from being an embarrassment. Like, you have an impeccable resume. You were in The Matrix. You were in Set It Off. You were in Menace to Society, girl. Girls Trip. Everybody loved Girls Trip. I still have never seen the movie, but everyone swears it was a great movie. You have a great resume, and you just keep tarnishing your name day after day after day. Girl, you are on a different world. And now no one will give a damn because you want to talk about your personal business that we honestly shouldn't be knowing about. But whatever, sell your book, girl, sell your book. But yeah, so a few days ago, that went viral. Me and Will ain't been together since 2016. So everyone was like, damn, Will, you lost your Oscar. You weren't working for months. People unfollowed you for a bitch who don't even claim you as her husband. So again, Jada looks like the villain once again. Then another story dropped from the interview. Tupac is my soulmate. Girl. So you first let us know that you're not married. You've been separated for almost a decade. The way these years is flying by, we about to say hey to 2024. You've been separated for damn near a decade. And now Tupac was your soulmate. You are on this press run hard. You is trying to get bestseller of the world right now. Because ma'am, who asked for that? That went viral. That trended. Then, old Tupac had alopecia too. He didn't want to say anything, but he had it too. Shut up. Oh, Lord, Jada. I love you. You're so beautiful. You're so pretty. You're so talented. And you are just ruining your image. For what? Like, do you not give a damn about Will so much that you just said, fuck it, I don't give a fuck what the public thinks about me or him. I'ma just say whatever. Like, she's just no filter at this point. She don't give a damn. She said, fuck it, I don't care. And I doubt they're ever gonna get a divorce. They've been married since, what, 99, 98? When they get married? They've been married damn near over 20 years. And at that point, I ain't divorcing nobody. If I give you 20 to 25 years, anything over 20, shit. What divorce? Ain't no divorce. You better go, like I said, you better go sit in the West Wing. You better go take a nap. The hell is a divorce? So I feel like that's where they're at, but I just want her to Oh, well, Will Smith showed up to the book signing in Baltimore. That's good. When did they get married, though? Ooh. When did they get married? I don't even know. What year did they get married in? Damn, Google. Like, why I gotta get through all this just to find a simple answer? Damn. Oh, see, yeah, they was married in 1997. Damn. 1997? Ooh. They've been together 25 years. Yeah, they ain't getting divorced. They ain't getting divorced. Damn near 26 years. They've been together almost 30 years. They ain't getting divorced. They ain't getting divorced. I don't know. He's cool with it though, so I don't feel like we should be upset about it. I just want her to just stop talking. Go back to living your best life on a yacht, traveling to Greece with your young peen. Now I know August is gay now. August Alsina got a boyfriend. But you Jada Pinkett Smith. You Jada Pinkett Smith, girl. You can get a new boo. So just go back to doing what she was doing. And stop talking. I need celebrities to get better publicist PR teams. Because what the fuck is going on? Bring the mystery back of celebrities. Because this... I don't know. I don't know. But moving on. Tupac's killer apparently has been found. How you say the boy name? Keef D? Whatever. Was arrested. And I hope that man sing like he can't sing no more. Sing till his voice cracks. Okay. Brother Love. They coming for you. If you didn't know. I'm about to inform you. Brother Love. They coming for you. Okay. I'm just saying. As he should. Lock that motherfucker up. Fuck Diddy. Stupid. Because at the end of the day, you was having people, this is hearsay, but this has been rumors for years. Diddy was lining people up. Diddy was hiring Crips to snatch Death Row trains. This is common knowledge. This has been the narrative for years. Okay, I heard this from my father. Then I've heard this from YouTubers. I've also heard this from interviewers. This has been a known rumor. Okay. Keef D said it himself. Diddy, get your affairs in order, cause they coming for you. DJ Envy too, get your affairs in order. Well, DJ Envy got something else to worry about. It ain't got nothing to do with Tupac. Let me not twist up stories. But see, people, there need to be a mystery behind celebrities. Stop getting on these shows and these podcasts and these Vladimir shows telling all your business. It's gonna come bite you in the ass. Shut the fuck up sometimes. Shut the fuck up. But that's all I got to talk about. That's all I got to say. I know I was rambling. I was stuttering the beginning of it. Excuse me. I'm sorry. That text message kind of just threw me off. And I hope you listen to this show. Because, yeah, it was you, boy. Don't text my phone. If it's on do not disturb, it's on do not disturb. Don't disturb me. Don't notify anyway. Don't you ever in your life notify anyway. But yeah, I'm out of here. I ain't really got much to say, but I actually had a lot to say. But anyways, if you haven't already, please follow me on all social media platforms. I am on Snapchat, I am on Twitter, and I am on Instagram. So add my Snap, D_HIGH. Add my Instagram, Champion_D, as well as 713 Smoky House. Add my Twitter, main Twitter account, remember_ready, and then podcast Twitter account, which would be HOUZSMOKEY. So it's Smoky House, just backwards. Appreciate you. Love ya. Follow me, tag me, send me a story, something. Fuck with me. And I'll be back. I don't know when, but I'll be back soon.